Welcome to Million Dollar Spirit Business, the show where we take super profitable online business strategy and get it into the hands of the most heart-centered people like you who are creating mission-driven organizations and soul-inspired empires. I'm your host, Elena Ray. I'm a seven-figure business coach who bridges the worlds of the masculine business strategy that quantum leaps your bottom line and the feminine energetics that allow you to feel good as you do it. I live in Bali and have traveled the world running my online business since 2015. I left Wall Street and the corporate world back then and never looked back. And although I run a million-dollar business today doing what I love, it was a wild, windy road for me to get here. I'd love for the journey to be more abundant, easeful, fun, and straightforward for you. Every week, I'll be coaching one lucky entrepreneur on one particular challenge they're having inside their business. My desire is for you to have a front row seat to a real life mini transformation and to get clear, tangible takeaways that you can apply to problem solving and scaling your own business. Get out something to write with and let's dive into today's session. In today's episode, we are talking to self-mastery coach Andrina in Switzerland, who's feeling that her messaging is very broad and wants help narrowing down and niching down so that she can attract more clients. And in this conversation, we get to the heart of what many new entrepreneurs who are facing the struggle of, hey, wow, I have a lot of different skills. I have many different tools. I can apply them to many different types of people in different scenarios. And we're getting to the heart of what really causes that stuckness. And we're revealing that to you today. And I think by the end of this episode, if this is something resonating with you, you're going to feel a big sense of relief and clarity coming in about how you can direct your business and attract those clients and refine your message. Hi, Andrina. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
I'm so happy to have you. Let's kick it off with telling our audience a little bit about you and your business.
Yeah, so I currently go by self-mastery coach, and I'm helping people connect back to their true essence and basically live a life that feels really, really good to them. So I help them strip back all the shoulds, all the layers of what they are not, be it through subconscious reprogramming, spiritual life coaching, meditation, EFT. And this is exactly why we're sitting here right now. It's so multifaceted what I do. And I'm looking for your help in really targeting and pinpointing how I can succinctly put that together.
Yeah, great. So let's unpack it. Let's see what we can uncover in the next 20 minutes or so. So tell me about what's challenging about, so I just want to take a step back and see if I'm getting it correctly. We want to focus on, you know, you have this portfolio of tools, you consider yourself a self-mastery coach, you're working at the deepest layers of someone's life and their desires, and it's quite multidimensional, and you're struggling to put it into a clear message and struggling to niche it down. Is that what it is?
That is exactly what it is. Yes.
Okay. So let's back up another step. Why is that important to you right now? Why do you want to do that in your business?
I want to do it to be really, really clear in my messaging.
So where is your messaging not clear right now?
I feel that I am way too broad. Basically, the way that my messaging sounds right now, I could be coaching a 40-year-old man and a 29-year-old woman, which is not bad, but I feel that I can really hone in more on a very targeted audience and not get lost myself as well. You know, I'm a manifesting generator in human design, and I do feel that I am multifaceted. I have these different interests, and yes, I do bring them together. Ultimately, it's always about the same, but very really holds me back is in the messaging and really just being very clear what I am about. And then going for just that and not feeling like I have to be in all the places at the same time.
What is your message right now in your business?
My message is basically expanding into new levels of inner freedom, peace, personal power, and aliveness, which is very big. And then I have two core offerings, which is basically the first one is a one-on-one coaching program. We are basically reconnecting you to your personal, to your essence, making sure that you have a solid foundation of you knowing who am I, what is my authentic self, how am I not living that? And then when we have that base of self-worth, self-love, connection to your intuition sorted out, basically I have a second level program, which is then, well, how do I take bold action? How do I now create the life of my dreams? How do I manifest, so to speak? How do I make, you know, the spiritual laws? How do I use the spiritual laws to play this game of life more consciously? And how can I then basically live my most fulfilling life? I also have a third offer, which is basically one-on-one sessions where we focus on the main challenge in your life and go through basically, again, peeling back those layers through EFT tapping of what is holding me back from connecting to myself, what is holding me back from living authentically. You see, that it feels like a lot when I'm just telling you, as you can tell.
Right. So when I ask for the message, and all of that is beautiful, and your work is so incredibly important, and it's so similar to the work that my clients do in our community. When I ask for a message, however, a clear, succinct brand message should be one or two sentences, and that's it. And it should be very compelling to the person who would be the ideal buyer. So tell me briefly about the clients that you currently have, who has been buying this offer, and not about their story or where they're at, but what were the words that they told you about why they booked you and invested with you?
Yeah, it's women that want to live more consciously, want to have a deeper connection to themselves, and basically free themselves of, let's say, things like people pleasing or not saying no, that sort of thing.
Beautiful. And when you finish with those women, what are they telling you tangibly that they walked away with from your container?
I'm feeling way more connected to myself. I am so more self-aware. I allow myself to speak up for myself. I feel more confident. I feel more connected to myself and the universe as a whole. I got so much insight into how this reality, or how I am creating reality, and I can take action now instead of just being thrown around by life.
Why do they want to feel more connected to themselves in terms of like tangible outcomes that they get from showing up in the world that way?
They feel like they've been living for someone else before and just giving themselves away so easily. Again, I want to use that metaphor of just being thrown around and not feeling grounded and balanced and stable within themselves if they lost their core.
What else does that help them achieve?
That really helps them show up in a way that fulfills them. So at night when they go to bed, they feel like they've lived life for themselves. They feel like, wow, like I feel good about myself. I don't have to go to bed and I feel like I've lived for someone else. I've given myself away. I said yes to things that I didn't want to say yes to. I spent my time with people that I didn't want to spend my time with. So really making sure to curate a life that feels good to them.
Great. You're already getting so much more clear than what you said at the first part of this episode, but I want to dig more. You're really, really good at this. There's two aspects of messaging and marketing. There's the internal transformation and how someone is going to feel differently in their beingness. And then there's the external transformation of what is created in their life, because humans want to invest and take action and move to create something different on the outside. And that beingness that you talk about allows them to achieve that, or allows them to show up in the world that way and have something or experience something different. Let's dig a little bit more there. What is that? That confident woman, she's able to say yes and no to exactly what she wants. She's not people pleasing anymore. She's feeling more directed. What does that get her?
It gives her the possibility to step out of all that she has said yes to in the past that was not aligned with the life she came here to live. So now she can really make sure that she comes out of those commitments. And those commitments can be anything from a relationship to a job to just, I had a woman that said no to a client that she had for a very long time and then finally said, no, I'm no longer wanting to work with this client. It drains me. It costs me so much energy. So it can really be anything, also in terms of you know, friendships. I don't want to hang out with these people anymore. I would rather, and so on and so forth, or a move, you know, to a different country or a different city. So just really being able to make these moves that before felt impossible or big or scary or daunting.
Mm-hmm. Great. Where do you feel most selfishly excited in your business? Like, with what type of client specifically, and what do they wind up achieving in their external reality that you're like, I am just so rooting for that. That was my favorite type of transformation that I got to witness.
I'm getting selfishly excited about just opening someone's eyes to a new perspective of who they are and what is available to them, where before they were like, no, I can't, I'm not allowed to, I don't deserve this. And then being like, oh, wow, this is a possibility for me too. It's not just something that I see on Instagram. It's not just something that I've read in a book. It's not just something that I've seen in a movie. I get to also live my dream life. And that looks so different for everyone. But just giving them that aha moment, that permission slip, and that realization of, wow, this is available for me.
I want to point out, whenever you say this or this possibility, this is an indication to me that there is the opportunity to niche and message, because I think you're already getting more clear. I hear you talking about women. I hear you talking about self-love, boundaries, and navigating a transition in their life or stepping into a new possibility, but it's still general. It's not as niche as I would recommend from a marketing perspective. So again, I would have you choose, you know, for example, everything you just said, I do in my business. I help women open up to new possibilities and step into something that was crazy and scary and they didn't think they could do it. What is it? It's running a 6- and 7-figure business. It's taking their passion full time and thriving financially with it. So of course, my work has the ripple effect into many other areas of their lives, but I choose to focus on business, even though I'm a very multidimensional person. And I know that my work has multidimensional effects on them. So I would encourage you to get selfish, because when your work can help a lot of people, and it's funny because I was actually a self-mastery coach before I became a business coach. So I did life coaching and very much what you're talking about for years before I changed my direction. And I found that the more I spoke to one specific type of possibility that got opened up to them, the more women came. And then the more they got still all of the other coming home to themselves and better relationships and better health and all of those ripple effects. But it was because I chose one thing to call their attention at and then applied the tools and applied the EFT and apply the mindset to that one thing. And then, of course, when you shift at such a deep level, everything will shift.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what might that be?
What is that? That's the question that I've been asking myself for so long. And I find really hard to pinpoint. Actually, I'm going to ask you a question back, if that's okay. You know, you said to me that you were broad in the beginning, and then you started niching down and attracted way more women. Did it help you to have a broad range at first and then really realize where you're lighting up the most, and then really realizing what you're best at and then niching down? Because I feel I'm losing so much time with going in circles around this. And instead of, you know, moving into more and more and more action and then refining as I'm going.
What I did was I picked something. So I just gave this analogy in the previous episode. So for some of our listeners, this will be a recap. But so many newer entrepreneurs make their niche about themselves at the end of the day, or feel like you are the business. And so your product or your offer has to reflect all these parts of you and all the capabilities that you have, versus just picking the like one really poignant problem for someone and really being in service of them to that problem and applying your tools and taking a step back where it's like, I know that you can, you know, work on relationships and work on health and work on mindset and career and purpose and all of that. But to really serve someone, a premium client is going to purchase something that is focused and that there's a particular expert knowledge on. So for example, if I hire, you know, someone who I think is, you know, sort of in your realms, I hire a trauma therapist who has, you know, 15 years of experience, who's focused on helping business owners who are women to clear out their conditioning so they can serve their clients best and really deliver amazing client experiences. That's something that has a similar background to, I think, your skill set. And it's really hyper-focused. So that's where I invest my dollars. And that's just me. But overall, that is how a premium client is operating. So it really just becomes a choice. Like at some point, you don't have to niche. You don't have to do this. You know, I think that you're noticing that there's something lacking in the results of your business that you want to have, and you want to reach more people and have more impact. And you actually do that by just deciding and going, hey, I know this isn't perfect right now, and it doesn't encompass all of me, and it's not the only result I ever want to focus on, but it's a product that I can create right now that's going to really speak to one thing and call in a specific person over and over and over again so that my brand gets recognized for that.
Thank you so much for those insights.
You just have to choose. Just like, I'm going to help women to shift out of a partnership that doesn't feel healthy for them. I'm going to help women who are on the verge of a career change really commit to that career change, et cetera, et cetera.
Thank you so much. Like, that really helps, you know, just hearing your story, your insights, and then knowing it's actually simple. I get to choose and I get to change further down the line again. But definitely, like what you've said has just shifted something in place that wasn't in place before.
Beautiful. Yeah. And I want to highlight what you said to everyone listening is you have the freedom to change 100%. I know new entrepreneurs, especially in the spiritual realm, we feel like this is my brand. This is everything I'm going to be known for. And I better pick the right thing or else people aren't going to see me or know what I'm really all about. But again, that comes from two different kind of misconceptions. One is that the business is you, your separate entities. You get to have your fullness and you create products that serve specific clientele. And you have the freedom to change 100%. I changed so many times in my business. I still change and pivot what I'm coaching on and who I'm reaching frequently. And it's all okay. There's always new people to attract when I'm specific towards the thing that I want next. So give yourself that permission. For everyone listening, know that that's okay. But the best advice I can give you from a marketing and business standpoint is to pick something first, get established in it, get financially stable, then go ahead and pick something else and then expand your product suite and then pick something else and you can expand again what you're known for. But if you're trying to go very, very broad in general at the start of your business, it will be really hard to get that to that seven figure and, you know, multimillionaire level. And then once you're there, then I'm like, go to town. You can talk about all the different things and serve many different types of people at that part of your business. And it will happen really quickly when you focus.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. This has been really helpful. And thank you again for saying, yes, I can change. That's been a huge part of, like, you know, I guess some sort of fear that was running in the background of, oh, wow, I have to pick now and I'm going to be this forever and I can never, ever change again. And this just takes that out, which is beautiful and opens so much up.
I've been a career coach. I've been a life coach. I've been a self-mastery coach. I've been a business coach for brand new entrepreneurs. I've been a business coach for spiritual entrepreneurs. You know, now I'm more focused on entrepreneurs who are scaling their businesses to the millions of dollars in the consciousness and personal development space. And I will change something in the future. It's beautiful, the journey unfolding. So what has been the number one thing that stood out to you about our conversation today?
Really just pick and choose, go with one thing. The clearer and more niche down you are, the easier it is for you to attract a certain type of person. And then also the permission to just, you can change. It's a journey. You're unfolding, evolving. You're not going to be with the same thing for the rest of your life. So don't be afraid to choose something now and then readjust later.
Oh, beautiful. And one more thing that came to mind as you were sharing and that I want to emphasize for our listeners is, I see again and again and again and again with all of my clients and in my own experience that I would be hyper specific about something, which I am. I'm extremely niched in the business coaching world. And I will still get, for example, I have a private client right now who installs rooftop gardens in Manhattan and needs help expanding her team. is she a coach? No. Is she a healer? No. Is she really into the spiritual and the consciousness conversation? No. But she sees me running a million-dollar business like a boss. She resonates with my energy and she knows I can help her. And so she came to me anyway. I see clients who are women who target, and their whole messaging is around, I help women unleash, you know, their sexual energy and embrace the divine feminine. And they get men coming to them, men who are like, I need to get in touch with my feminine. I need to awaken my sexual energy. I resonate with the work that I see you doing, and I think it's going to apply to me. So I want to work with you. When you're specific, people can see how your skill set is so sharp and how it can serve them. So you'll actually get that broadness still kind of sneaking in, and you'll still get the people who you're meant to serve coming to you. I promise. It's the most like paradoxical messaging and marketing secret out there, but there you go.
Thank you so much. That's awesome, actually.
Well, Andrina, if our listeners want to find out more about you and your work and they felt your resonance and your energy today, where can they go to find out more about you?
Yes. So my website is andrinahutter.com, H-U-T-T-E-R. And then on Instagram, I am andrina.hutter. That's it. Thank you so much for having me on today. It's been really, really helpful.
Thanks so much for being here. In this session with Andrina, one of the highlights that I want to give you is the concept of being free to change. So many entrepreneurs will get really stuck in analysis paralysis at the beginning of their journey, because you may be feeling, I have to choose. It has to be exactly the right thing. It has to represent all of me. This is what I'm going to be known for. It just feels like this big permanent decision. And I always joke with my clients that your niche is not a tattoo scrolled across your forehead. You have the freedom to change. You are going to change. You rest assured, as a multidimensional being, you will be pulled and guided in different directions. But think of the one thing that you are so selfishly interested in and pick that, and trust that the people that are meant to work with you are going to see your skill set when it's presented in that razor sharp, crystal clear way of that one transformation that you're focused on providing with this one product. And know that once you master that one product and that one transformation, you can roll out another and another, and your product suite can diversify and your brand can still be multidimensional. Pick one thing at a time, roll out one product at a time, and make it very specific. You just have to choose. Choose what feels good right now, and know you have the freedom to change later. Thanks so much for tuning into another episode of Million Dollar Spirit Business. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and leave a review or shout us out on Instagram at Hey Elena Ray if you are loving the show. You can apply to be a guest on the show at elenaray.com/podcast. And you can check out our latest programs to help support you and your business at elenaray.com/programs. Thanks so much again for being here. Join me next week for another laser coaching session and some tangible business takeaways for your growing empire. See you then.